today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
The skills that you have, they'll get you somewhere on the basketball court. But to be effective and to be kind of a dynamic player, you've got to understand angles.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Turn my headphones up!
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done!
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
This is Fran Freshella from ESPN, and you are listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
Thank you for listening to the show that is truly committed to raising the game by making every episode a micro clinic. I'm your host, Alan Stein. Today's show is brought to you by Dr. Dish, the only shooting machine we endorse here at Pure Sweat. Today's episode is part two of the interview I did in Singapore with the basketball director of Camp Asia, Alex Washington. But before we jump in, did you know that the Crossover team makes film sessions easy and efficient by organizing your video clips for you? You can easily share clipped film with everyone in your program on any mobile device. Visit crossoverwithak.com/puresweat to try a game for free and let them help you be more productive in the film room. And have you seen the new puresweatbasketball.com? We gave ourselves a facelift. I'd love for you to check it out and sign up for The Drop, our weekly newsletter that gives you everything you need to raise your game. And if you sign up now, you will receive a series of six, yes, six, free webinars on how to develop a winning culture and successful program. And while you're there, also check out my new basketball performance course and basketball performance workout. These programs are a must-have for youth and high school coaches that want to maximize their team's summer development and training. So please visit puresweatbasketball.com. All right, let's continue my chat with Alex Washington. When you first got here a year ago, how would you describe the basketball landscape? We went to a Singapore Slingers game last night, and there's some avid basketball fans here. I mean, people that love the game. How would you describe the talent, the skill level, and then more importantly, what it is that you're trying to do while you're here?
The talent level is rising. And so you have to remember that Singapore is a relatively young country. And so when you're starting a country, obviously, I don't know if sport is the most important thing that you're looking to build when starting a country. But now that the culture of sport is becoming bigger, you see a lot of kids that are getting involved in basketball. And there's a great mix of local talent. There's a great mix of international talent. And when you have that fusion here, you have a mix of systems, a mix of ideas and values when it comes to basketball. And I think having the Slingers here is almost the best example that people can see by having local players, a few import players, and a few players from high-level college programs playing, where you can have an example in a great arena, in a great environment, versus great teams from Southeast Asia. And this year, they're fortunate enough to play in the championship series of the league. And so when you have packed crowds like that, you give these kids somebody to aspire to and somebody that they can see, I can do what they're doing. And so the talent level is rising for sure. And I think the next part that the basketball scene is looking for is kind of the coaching education now. And so how can we take the talent that we have and maximize that? Or maybe I have a great junior high team and they're going into a secondary school. How can we maximize, get them ready for that next level they're going to be a part of? And I think I contribute by just bringing a high level background of a program. And so for me, it's not so much teaching the skills of dribbling the ball and doing crossovers and all these moves that kids see on social media. To be able to do those things, you got to master the basics first. And so I tell the kids that I work with all the time, once you master the basics, now you can start to add those things. And so we start with basic dribbling and basic passing. But why do we start with passing, basic level? Because if you throw a bad pass to your teammate, or they have to reach behind you or above their head or something like that to shoot the ball, then that's a reflection on you. And so with my youth team, every time we pass the ball and we score, they got to go high five the person to pass it to them. Is that teaching a skill? Communication, but nothing really basketball related, but that's teaching that team environment. So if we can build that foundation, the skill level will start to rise within a new program, and then you'll see those kids being successful.
You know, one of the things I think you do remarkably well is you're very versatile. I mean, just in the time that I've been here, you've worked with 5 and 6 year olds, and you've worked with kids that have the potential to play Division I basketball. That's a pretty big range. What do you think is your key to being successful working with so many different backgrounds and age levels and playing levels?
The key to that is just being adaptable, but also connecting with those players. So sometimes I have workouts planned that I think they need to do, and for whatever reason, it might not go the way it should. But if you can connect with them and see what's going on, what they're comfortable with on that particular day, then you can adapt those workouts to make it successful for them, but also successful for you. And so I look at, what do my 5 to 6 year olds want to do? Well, they like running around. Mm-hmm. So let's run to different places on the basketball court. Let's teach the court that type of game to them. And then we'll get to dribbling, because they forget that they're dribbling. They think they're just running around to a certain place on the court. But as we move up, we teach a lot of things, especially in that middle range of those 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 year olds, of simple gameplay. And so where am I on the court in relation to my man, or who I'm marking, or where am I in a fast break situation? And at that level, making layups is the most important thing. So let's really focus on making layups. And so once we move into the older kids, now we're looking at moves and changing speed and changing direction and playing a little more physical in preparation for those kids that have those aspirations to playing at the next level. And I think a little bit of the credibility I get is they can see what kind of program I came from, but also they can see that the kids have continually come back to the sessions that I run and the programs that I run. So if their friend likes going and they keep coming back, well, I think I want to be a part of that too. And then they grow in the game as well.
One of the things I think is really cool, well, we know as coaches and as trainers how important communication is. And you told me a story when you first got here that some of the terminology was different from what we use in the States, that you would say, you know, who are you guarding? Players had no idea what you were talking about, because here they call it marking. Talk a little bit about how you've had to change some of your terminology and some of your approach to make sure that you can pass these messages and skills on to your players.
Well, that comes to the adaptability. And so here I am saying, who are you guarding? Looking for them to go guard somebody. And they really did not understand. But the minute I said, okay, a lot of kids play soccer here. Who are you marking? Now everybody's eyes light up. They find the person that they're following around. And now we can progress through that. And I think the kids don't understand this, but they're teaching me more maybe than I'm teaching them. But to have an international community with the fusion of the cultures and the backgrounds and the values that we do here in Singapore, it's just remarkable to learn from these kids. So I'm hearing 4 or 5 different languages on the basketball court at the same time. And for me, now I have to think, what's the most efficient way I can say something to this group that might not understand? What it really makes me focus and think about my word choice so that anybody can understand on that court. And so I just look back on it, and it just brings a smile to my face to just think about the cultural awareness that I have now. And I think that helps me be a better person, that helps me be a better friend, and that helps me be a better on-court coach at any level because of what I can understand in this game now.
Love that. Now, you've addressed that you focus on the basics with the younger kids, the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 year olds. I also saw you had a group of 15, 16 year olds that have college potential. These are very good players. Talk to us a little bit about one of what their workouts would look like, and what's your skill training philosophy when working with a player that's, you know, of a decent level.
Once we get to that level, now we're really focusing on a lot of shooting form, a lot of shooting consistency. And then we get into a change of directions and change of speeds, point of contact, and angles and those kind of things, because the skills that you have, they'll get you somewhere on the basketball court. But to be effective and to be kind of a dynamic player, you've got to understand angles, and you've got to understand positioning, and you've got to understand reading the game as well. So I can do whatever move it is, but why would I counter that move? Well, what is the defense doing? Or what did I draw 2 people to make a good pass, a scoring pass to somebody else? And so we'll start with usually form shooting and some dribbling, focusing on either quickness in those dribbles or dribbling through contact. And then we'll move into kind of slot penetration, or I love scoring passes because that works on a pass from me, a pass to you, and you being shot ready to either shoot it or make an attacking move off of that. And then we look at playing defense as well. So you can't be a one-dimensional player. And so you got to understand, how can I defend someone? And I've seen in Singapore basketball, the levels of physicality vary. And so you have to be able to adjust to that. So if it's an extremely physical game, now I've got to play under control. And now I've got to drive at certain angles to initiate that contact. But I've got to be the aggressor. I can't react to what the defense is doing. And so that is the type of stuff that we're working with those higher level kids. I work with them on recruiting plans and ideas of what type of schools are you trying to go to. And not so much just because of basketball, but what are you interested in studying? What do you like doing? What could you see yourself doing in the future? And now let's look and see if there's a basketball program that might fit those aspirations. And from that, what do I have to do to be recruited? How do I contact? How do I get in databases? How do I go to camps? How do I get seen and noticed? And those are the kind of things that we do off the court to supplement kind of that on-court work.
A lot of the kids in the States are specializing in basketball at a very early age. Are you seeing that here in Singapore? Are kids still playing multiple sports up and through high school?
I would say it's the complete opposite here. So the seasons in Singapore sport are built around age versus sport. So you might have U11 basketball for boys in from August to about October. And so now there's no more U11 basketball for the year, but there might be U11 soccer at a different point, or there might be U11 water polo or something like that. So kids actually are encouraged to be involved in a lot more things. At the school that I'm affiliated with, we run after school programs. So even if you are a part of a sport team, you can still be involved in another after school sporting activity. And you see the translation where you have, most of the kids that are on my youth teams play soccer. And so they can run for days because they like running, because that translates over regardless of the sport.
Yep.
And so now I am very well aware of the fact that they might be involved in multiple activities. And so that helps me with the scheduling. That obviously helps me with the direction of our program. But also, what do we really need to focus on? So, if you're playing a sport that really develops foot speed and quickness and those kind of things, well, we can move on to shooting and some of those things that we don't have to work on as far as on the basketball.
Now, you're doing a tremendous job here. You are making a difference in Singapore basketball. You seem to be having a great time, but you're a young man with a very bright future. What do you think's next for you?
That is a great question. I never thought I would be here in Singapore. And so I just know that this game will take me wherever I would like to go. I don't know exactly where that is. Part of me wants to get back into college coaching in the United States. Part of me wants to look at international coaching, so getting certified to coach internationally. Part of me wants to be a part of the development side of programs and the management side of those kind of things. So regardless of what I'm going to do next or what I'm going to do in 15 years, as of right now, it'll be around the game of basketball, because that's just something I've loved since I can remember. And it hasn't always been, love scoring. It's been watching the game and understanding the game and talking about the game of basketball. And so I'm not sure what it'll be, but I'm pretty confident it'll be something around that game.
Well, that's it for us, folks. We really appreciate you listening. I hope we helped you raise your game. We want to thank our partners at Dr. Dish for uplifting basketball training with their groundbreaking shooting machines. Check out drdishbasketball.com for more. And don't forget to take a peek at our new website at puresweatbasketball.com. All right, let's get back in the gym.